And Levi, we're learning Book of Vav, Shalom Alosh, Gana Shalom. We're in chapter 3, and a chapter was talking about putting our wife in first place. The wife has to know, has to feel that there is nothing else in the world above her. She is above everything, above the football, above my Gemara, above my mother, above everyone and everything. If she doesn't feel that way, oy vey voy, forget your shalom bayit. Your wife will not be happy and you will know about it. On page 66, Revach Gadol. Lachem zachor klal ze hitev. Therefore, remember this rule well. Lefamim bishvil rega achad shebo tzarech lebatei habal v'habal lo aseh zot. For sometimes, for the sake of one moment, that a husband needs to cancel his own desire and put his wife first, and he doesn't do that, he can lose all of the effort and investment that he put in up till now. All that attention that he was giving her, and all those other previous times where he did give in, cancel himself for the sake of his wife, and to enter into a long story, he now has to enter into the long story of trying to appease his wife, making her happy, etc., etc. Accompanied by bizyonot, he's going to get bizyonot from his wife for sure. Person who doesn't put his wife in the first place, she is not going to be happy with him at all. He's going to suffer bizyonot. B'chiyot, crying. She's going to be upset. Ka'as, anger. B'chule, etc. B'leistarech la'amol kashem od. He's going to need to work very hard. La'tekenet ma'asheh kilkel. To fix that which he broke. Yeshaya, you're married yet?
What?
You're married? No. Okay, just checking. So, Bezrat Hashem, there's a segula for learning Shem Shalom Bayit. Hashem will bless you this year with a beautiful, a good zivug. Amen. Tov. Aval, Imiz Kelat said, Me'anir Chot Shema. But if he does merit to get out of his ego, to get out of his ego, and he merits to reduce himself to humility and lowness, meaning that he actually will feel his wife, right? There's a major problem in Western society at the moment, and that's called anochiut, the me syndrome. Everything is about me. Everything is about me, and it's what Western society teaches us. Do you be yourself, be macho, go out, achieve.
Enjoy,
don't let anyone stand in your way. Go get them, get out there. And the underlying principle is, it's all about you. You don't have to worry about anyone else. No one exists apart from you. You're here to enjoy yourself, make the most of it. Whatever you can get away with, get away with. B'chulei.
You want to others first.
And what's the problem? The underlying issue is, a person who is stuck in that mode of thinking does not feel the pain of another person.
Right.
Doesn't he feels his own pain. I can get very upset, I can be very angry, I can feel how bad I feel, but I have no empathy for other people. I cannot feel their pain. I choose not to, I can't, whatever it is. We have that to some extent. Everyone has that. It's a big thing. It's the I generation. It's the iPhone. It's the I generation. Everything's I. Me, I. There's a joke that once, that in the old days, everything, the food, Jewish food used to be kreplach. Everything ended in lach, which means for you. Kreplach, sheplach, vichlach, all these things are lach. In Canada lach, everything ends in lach, which means for you. And now everything's now Kremli, Bizli, everything's for me. Right? It's a joke, but it's true. Right? Everything is now focused on what I can get. What's in it for me? It's not how we're meant to be as Jews. Jews, we have to know how we feel. We can't ignore ourselves completely. I have to be able to feel my own pain. If I can't feel my own pain, I'm not going to feel anyone else's. Right? But it can't stop there. Once I get in touch with my own feelings, which is a good idea, I have to know when I'm angry, when I'm sad, and I'm not just completely... Some people don't really do emotions. I was pretty much one of those individuals. I basically switched off. Didn't get upset, didn't get angry, didn't get sad, didn't get... Right? I was basically top. Everything's good. Everything's good all the time. Why? Because I switched off. Switched off. Don't do emotions. That's not the healthy way. It was a way of coping. It's a strategy for dealing with the world. But it's not where we're meant to be. We have emotions. We feel angry. When something happens, we get upset. We have to recognize that. And then we can deal with it. And then we can work on our midot. If I've switched it off, I never get angry. If I tell myself I never get angry, how can I ever work on the midot of anger? I can never work on it. I don't get angry. Truth is, I do. I've just repressed it. I've pushed it away. And I'm pretending that I don't. But it's not how we grow. It's not how we work on ourselves. We work on ourselves by recognizing and admitting that I get angry. I really do. This upsets me. And now I know I get angry. Now I need to deal with it. Now I need to pray to Hashem that it goes away. Right? Now I'm actually doing something. If I pretend it never even happened, I've not moved. I'm the same person I was. Yofi, so part of that process is moving from me to the other person. To recognizing and realizing that all those emotions that I have, you know what? So does my wife, so does my colleague, so does my neighbor, so does the guy in the car next to me beeping, so does the bus driver. Everyone has emotions too. He gets angry, he gets sad. I have to feel his emotions too. Right? I have to have empathy for his emotions. So feel what they're feeling. And in this case, Baruch Hashem, our subject matter is our wife. To know and to feel our wife's pain. Right? The famous story of whichever rabbi it is, Chofetz Chaim Vilna Gaon, I can't remember. The name's escaping, but I know the rabbi, it's my mind, who went to the doctor and said to the doctor, his wife had a pain in her foot. And he took it to the doctor and he said to the doctor, doctor, pain. It doesn't matter. He said, doctor, our foot hurts. Our foot hurts, right? We have to try to get to such a level that we feel what our wife's going through. And it's easier for us to switch off, to not feel that, right? It's easier for a person to think, I've got enough issues that I'm trying to deal with myself. Why do I need to take on board someone else's? Right? I'm still trying to cope with my own pain. Never mind trying to feel someone else's. But it's not the way.
What really helps is when you've been there. And then you can say, I've been through it. This is what you expect. These are the positives. These are the negatives. Things are going to work out.
Right, hey, Nachon, you're correct 100%, but that's still on a level, a head level. I can explain to you, but then we need to be able to empathize on a heart level. I can feel you're worried, I can feel your fear, I can feel your scared. That's the empathy on the feeling level.
But what I'm saying is, when you're saying that to the person, to your wife, she's realizing that you've been there and everything's, you're trying to reassure her that everything's going to be okay.
I'm not disagreeing, but it's not the complete picture. Because that's dealing with the practical issues. And as men, we like practical stuff. Right? Yeah, go there, you go to the hospital, you do this, you do that, right? But women, generally speaking, aren't so much interested in the practicals, they're interested in how he feels, right? That's why we miss each other sometimes, right? Because I want to explain, yeah, we'll just do this, this, and this, and then we'll sort it all out. And I'm not exactly meeting her face on because she's coming at it and she doesn't really care what they do.
And there's no way that I can put into words that you're scared out of your mind.
Yeah, fair. But what we can do is we can empathize. What does that mean? That means that it's without words. Empathy is without words. The best form of empathy that I think, I just thought of it now, but it sounds really good that Hashem's put it into my head now. Believe it. The great form of empathy that we have as halacha in Jewish practice is when you go to a shiva house and you say nothing. You say nothing. It's not words. Words dafken what's not to say. It's what when you don't say anything that you're really empathizing. Because you're saying there are no words to express. If I even try and say any words, I'm going to ruin everything. I'm going to make something huge and terrible and really painful, and I'm going to make it into a sentence of there, feel better. That you have no. You trying to put my pain into a one sentence, one line. I'll give you a hug and you'll feel better. But it's too big, right? So there are no words. So the empathy that we're being taught is a connection. That's really a soul level connection. Sometimes what your wife needs is for you to look at her and say nothing. And there's no greater words than that. That's like you and basically you just and she's saying back to you, Bidiuk, that's it. You know, at those really tough times there are no words, right? There's a connection, you look at it in the eyes, you connect, you're one. And that's it. You're not saying anything. It's an empathy that we have, which recognizes that we're more than just connecting on a physical level. We're not just connecting through our conversation, through words. We're actually connecting. I'm there with you. I feel your pain. And to feel someone's pain is without words. Pain can't be described. To feel someone's pain is just to sit there with them and to acknowledge that this is how they feel. Right, to remain quiet and to say nothing. That sometimes is the highest form of really connecting with someone. And I'm not saying that's what we should do, you know, I hope, but that idea has a place. And if we wanna connect with our wives, we wanna feel what they're feeling, then we have to give ourselves room for that type of connection too, right? Which is not having the answers. Dafka not. When your wife says, "What do we do now?" I don't know. I really don't know. I'm also stuck. And that's better than saying, "Yes, let's." Don't worry, it's heavy, right? Because sometimes it's not real. Sometimes she wants to feel, sometimes, there's a place for everything, but sometimes she wants to feel that I've got it, that I really understand the situation. My wife understands the situation better than me. Like on a connection to Hashem, on a intuition, all that. Wifely Bina, and she's waiting for me to get it. And there are times when I just talk my way out, and she's like looking at me like, yes, fine, yes, my husband, yes, you're going to fix it all, yes, yes, yes. And she's just waiting for me to say, I have no clue what to do. I have no clue. And now she's with me. Now we're together 100%, and we're actually, from here, we can go and do something. Alternative, if that doesn't happen, and I'm still in, oh, yeah, don't worry, everything's going to be fine, and she's looking at me thinking, yeah, this is it, it's going this way, right? Then we're not together. I'm still separate from my wife, and we're not a team. We're not connected. We're not that whole unit that we need to be in order to then move. Right? There's a place, there's a big place for a husband to show his wife his vulnerability. That
I make most time the same mistake.
Yeah.
I have nobody to talk. Yeah? So let's say it's not my business. It's not working for the global. Let's say my wife asks me, how long do you have the money for the rent? I say, no, I have not the money for the rent. So she fell down. Then in the end, so I asked her, what is that? Why are you telling me this? Yeah? And I feel depressed. This. So I go, I don't know. Why I say the truth? Why I'm not lying? But I'm not a liar. I woke up and I cannot be happy in the situation. It looks not happy. Understand?
So
I know I have to play, but it's very, sometimes very hard.
So what you're saying is true. It's a very difficult, place for us to be in terms of what we actually do. Oh, when do I share with her and tell her, or when do I not? My understanding is, that I have to be truthful with my wife, but I also have to give her hope. If I'm going to tell her that we haven't got the money for rent this week, I can't leave it like that. Because she's now worried, you know, right? And she can't do anything about it because that's your job, Kilo, right? So she's now left with, in the bad position of feeling and not being right, whereas you, at least I know there's no money, but at least I think I can do something, right? Because it's right? So I can tell her that we have no rent. If I then make her part of it, if I'm using that as a sitting that I let's just right, this month is going to be real and I need your help. Give me some hint. We need to do this to get whatever. Then as a team, Yofi, then team Gidoni are going to have a problem and team Gidoni are going to fix it. But otherwise she's just left with the problem and she's done it.
I see now, I have two phone calls.
Yeah.
And now they call my wife too, the owner from the apartment.
Yeah.
I have the money, but I get always from my client's checks.
Yeah.
So the checks need 3-4 days.
Right.
So usually they want the money on the first and the second. So that they get not to pay the money. So they call. They call it out.
Are there places that you can get checks? They take a percentage, but you can get the check. They'll pay the checks, like the change places. I think some of the change places they take a check, and they'll cash it for you. Huh? They'll take some money. Yeah, take some money off of it. Depends if you actually needed it on that day. Don't know. But in terms of the Shalom Bayit issues.
So, okay. I don't know. I was thinking sometimes you like it in sick. When the Rabbi Rosh said, when you have no Shalom Bayit, you have no Panasa. Yeah? So you try to have Shalom Bayit, but sometimes you make it a wrong decision now. You take the Panasa again. Understand what I mean?
So but I think the best way that I've seen to get out of this is truth. It, what does it mean? It's humility. I need to change something. What can I change? The really thing that only I can change is me. I've actually got to give something here. So I've actually got to go into outside my comfort zone and step into a territory where I haven't stepped into. Because that's the only thing that I can actually change. I can't change all the other stuff, but I can change where I am. So I need to now push myself out of where my comfort zone is. And in the zuchut of me doing that and having mesirut nefesh on my own, right, that something will change. So what's that? In terms of shalom bayit, it's usually being honest with my wife. This is a term, right? There are things that I don't share with my wife. There are feelings or thoughts. And maybe the opportunity is to move into that area, stuff I would never tell you before.
Then have they judged me now? No, why? Because these people complain now. They complain, they listen. Why they complain now? This guy not paying on time. So, yeah, I said, you're not like, my wife say always, how can be you time with students when you have a debt? How can be? Yeah, this is why people say, look, they go to the study talk now. But they don't have to. I feel very, very bad. I feel bad for these people. I understand they want the money and the time.
So that's but that's your busy or not.
Yeah, of course.
That's your busy or not. So you can all. That's also your merit. Because if you deal with the busy or not correctly, that's your merit. And that also helps.
I am very upset. Yeah. I have one client. They changed another life. I called them this week. I said, I need the shape. And I said, come in the evening. Yesterday, according to me, it was not good. So in the morning, I walked in. I saw his wife. No, the old Palabite said, no, go there. Your wife said she can give you the shape. I go there, they ask me to come now. So I told you in the evening. I was like, didn't you get another shake? No, I'm praying. I pray now. Yeah, I go to the living room. I said, I have to pray now. Come in the evening. She said, it's 1 minute. I give you the living room. You must. You understand? I was living there after. I was on there. I said, sure. You understand? No.
So how did you react? You got upset, Nachon?
Of course.
Why did you get upset? Why did you get upset?
Why am I upset? I understand the people, I own money, so I can do it.
Why did you get upset?
I'm upset by not getting money. Uh-huh. I was there.
Who were you upset with?
Huh?
Who were you angry with? With him? Where was Hashem? Where was Hashem? In the picture.
This moment, I'm not so Hashem. Because using it. Okay, it's Hashem. There's a message.
And only Hashem. It's not also Hashem. It's only Hashem.
Yeah, of course.
Only no man. There's no man. A man is a shaliach. Hashem wants to teach you. Nachon, Hashem wants to come and teach you something. What? Hashem needs to teach me that even in this situation, I can't get angry. Even in this situation, I have to say, Tov Hashem, if this is what you want, you don't think this is what you want.
Yeah, of course. But you know, the Yetzirah, sometimes you prepare, but the Yetzirah know how
Nachon.
Where you have no time to.
Mm-hmm.
And I was suspect I get the shape because the old rabbi said, he come out, I told you in the evening, but no.
Look, what he did was wrong, for sure, and he has his own cheshbon and shamayim that he has to deal with. But
make sure that I learned.
Kopf.
Eine Drohung.
Sehr schön. Your feet. Okay, let's just do a little bit more. So, what does it mean that a person leaves his own anochiut, leaves his own ego, and starts to feel his wife's pain? Kizohi anava. That's what it means to have anava, to have humility. Laugish et haisha, to feel his wife, to feel her emotions, to feel what she's going through. Laugish et hatsorachim shela, to feel what she needs. Bat sorach haikari shel isha. Huladat yediya shleima shehi chashuva labaala yotemi kodva. And a person has to know that the greatest need that a wife has is to feel that she is the most important thing to her husband. So if we are going to feel our wife's pain, if we're going to switch out from the selfish mode of only thinking about ourselves, the truth is we don't only think about ourselves, but we mostly think about ourselves. And to start thinking more, I think about my wife, I do, I care about her, I love her, I worry about her, but to start thinking more, right? Because each day our job is to do a bit, today I'm going to be a little bit better husband than I was yesterday. That's all, my job, every day a little bit better. How am I going to be better today? I'm going to try and understand her more, I'm going to try and empathize with her more, try and feel what she's going through. Now, the Irish teaches us that the main need in a woman's life is to feel that her husband puts her above everything else. That's our first priority in getting to know our wives. That's a shame. We'll continue tomorrow.